Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Kevin Hagan joins us Fridays talking Alabama. And Kevin, good morning to you. And we'll start with the easy stuff. Yet another national championship.
Good morning. Yeah, Bill. Another national championship for the University of Alabama. The Alabama fans will say it's the 18th in school history. For me personally, it's my ninth national championship in 43 years as a fan, which is insane. But, you know, the fact that, you throw away his first season, 2007. Since 2008, six national championships in 13 years for Coach Saban, which is absolutely insane, Bill. But I have to tell you, they're all special. But just given everything that this team had to go through off the field and be ready for it, Bill, I will argue with anybody that this is the greatest season in Alabama football history. I'm not ready to call it the greatest team. It's obviously the greatest offense, but I clearly believe, Bill, we just witnessed the greatest season in the history of Alabama football, which I know is a huge statement to make.
What was the biggest surprise about this team?
The leadership, being able to hold it together. When you think about the fact that, there was a lot of hand-wringing in Tuscaloosa after last year. Alabama lost two games by a total of 8 points, but they were to your two biggest rivals, and one of your rivals who beat you, LSU, went on to win the national championship. And there was a lot of questioning about, were we beginning to approach a crossroads in the program? Is Coach Saban kind of slowing down here or whatever? So this 2020 season was going to be a critical season, and then all this off the field crap started. Players were sent home. There was no spring practice. Just so many obstacles that could raise their head to derail the season. And I think it's a tremendous credit to the leadership of this team that the Alabama players worked their butt off, not even knowing if there was going to be a season, but they never lost hope that there was. And the fact that Coach Saban put in so many draconian measures just to make sure that they didn't have issues with the virus, to limit them as much as they could. The personal self-sacrifice of every single member on this team, putting the team first, putting their personal lives behind them, showed such tremendous maturity and the strong leadership. And to me, Bill, that is what makes this season so special and is why it's the greatest season ever. And the fact that they were able to do that every day. I mean, they won the national championship Monday night, but they won individual championships against so many obstacles every single day dating back to last spring, Bill. And in an era where it's all about me and the transfer portal and the first time that something doesn't go my way, I'm taking my toys and going home, to see that type of self-sacrifice and maturity from these young men, I think is absolutely remarkable, and I think it's something every Alabama fan should be proud of.
Also, this time a year ago, at least social media, message boards, they're all wanting to see an announcement about a new defensive coordinator. And that never came. And
it did not. And I was surprised that it did not. But I do think it will happen here before next season.
Oh, no. We're going to get into that. Absolutely, we're going to get into that. What about, as a surprise, maybe it's just me thinking Bryce Young would take over about halfway through, but Mac Jones, we knew he was pretty good, but his performance that may very well make him a first-round pick, is that a surprise?
Oh, Bill, it's an absolutely incredible surprise. You know, he was a part of that 2017 class, the best class in Alabama history, coming from the Bowl School in Jacksonville, which has produced so many great football players. But if you go back and look at the 24/7 composite, he was a three-star player. I think he was ranked, I think he was rated like 399th or 400th in the country. But and if you look at the pictures of when he first came in the program, how much his body's transforming everything. But when we, you know, we talk about the process and we talk about, you know, I mean, what makes Alabama different than other programs? The ability to not only recruit elite athletes, but to, you know, to the nutrition program and the strength program to develop players. Bill, I think the poster child for the process, everything that the Alabama program brings to the table to develop players, has to be Mac Jones. Has to be. I mean, he went from being a three-star quarterback coming in, and Alabama was excited to get him. Remember, he was originally committed to Kentucky. They were able to get him to flip. They realized he was a talent. But to take him, the young man that stepped on campus, you know, from Jacksonville, Florida, to transform him to the point where he was third in the running for the Heisman Trophy, MVP, offensive MVP in the national championship game. Bill, Mac Jones embodies everything that the process at Alabama is about.
On Twitter, Ags and Strohs, who lives over on the coast there in Texas, says, ask about the loss of Jeff Banks to Texas, and is there anything to perhaps Sumlin replacing him?
Yeah, I really, really hate to see Jeff Banks leave the program, but I understand, you know, he has, I think his kids live in, I think near Austin, and he has family there in the Texas area. Really outstanding coach. I hate to see him leave, but I understand why. I will say this, Bill. I would rather have a daily colonoscopy than see Kevin Sumlin join the Alabama staff. That's my personal thought.
But there's some talk, and I don't know if it's real, but that Nick's going to take him in one of those advisory roles, maybe, or is that legit?
I've heard everything from the possibility of him coming in an analyst role to the possibility of being the tight end special teams coach. And like I say, Coach Saban won't call and ask for my vote after the, and he has interviewed, but personally, I would like to see us take a pass on Kevin Sumlin.
Now, Alabama has lots to recruit to, meaning you've got Saban there, et cetera. But Banks was thought to be a up-and-comer recruiter, too, right? I mean, he'd already done some good things, but he's a guy that has a really good future at that.
Oh, he's an absolute elite recruiter. That's one of the things. Not only was he an outstanding special teams coach, and he came in and really cleaned our special teams up, but no, Jeff Banks is an absolute elite recruiter. Class individual. I heard some rumors that he, like, snuck out in the middle of the night and did a Dan Enos. Nothing could be further from the truth. First, that proves that you don't know Jeff Banks, class individual. No, Jeff Banks is an individual that he has a very, very bright future as a head coach. But no, he's an elite, elite recruiter, Bill.
Kevin Hagan with us. Pete Golding, there's a report that Sark's talking to him about defensive coordinator. There was some talk about LSU and a flirtation there. It does seem kind of obvious. Whichever path he takes, he won't be back, correct?
I will be shocked, Bill, if Pete Golding returns as a defensive coordinator in Alabama. He and Coach Saban have a really good relationship, but, you know, I've talked about before, you know, there are some off-the-field issues in his personal life that he doesn't have complete control over, and I think it's kind of a situation where it may just be in the best interest of all parties for him to move closer to family and just a more stable situation. So, yeah, I don't know. I expect Alabama to have a new defensive coordinator. One thing I want to reiterate to people, I know some Alabama fans are kind of upset and panicking about all the coaching changes. You know, with the addition possibly of Jeff Banks, Coach Saban has known for a while that this is going to happen. You know, you and I talked, we talked for several weeks before. You know, I told you that Texas was looking at Sark. And I, you know, I mentioned to the group and, you know, the Houndstooth crew, you knew where wherever Steve Sarkisian was going, his good buddy Kyle Flood was going with him. So a lot of these changes that are happening on staff, it may take fans by surprise, but it's not taking Coach Saban by surprise. I know a lot of Alabama fans are shocked to hear that Charles Huff is a finalist for the Marshall head coaching job. They need to realize that Coach Saban has a great relationship with these assistant coaches, and he knows, usually at the beginning of the season, but coaches will let him know, you know, hey, Coach, I'm interested in, you know, trying to become a head coach, and Coach Saban's awful, you know, very oftentimes the person that helps make that possible. So just Bama fans, just remember that. Coach Saban's not getting caught off guard in these situations like the fan base is.
Is Bill O'Brien official?
He's not official. I'm going to put it this way. He hasn't moved his personal belongings into the complex, Bill, but I think it's the next closest thing to that. I think they're just finalizing the final details of that. I completely expect Bill O'Brien to be the next offensive coordinator at Alabama, and I'm really excited about that hire.
How will Bill O'Brien and Bryce Young mesh together?
I think they'll mesh okay. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't know Bill O'Brien personally at all. I understand right. he's a tough coach or whatever, but Coach Saban is very comfortable with Coach O'Brien, known him for a long time. So I can't believe that he would bring in somebody. I've had questions from some fans about how's he going to relate to the players and the recruits and everything. I don't see Coach Saban bringing anybody that's going to mess up the apple cart. Just like I've had a lot of questions about, oh my gosh, is the offense going to take a step back and he's going to do what he did at Penn State? Absolutely not. I mean, he's going to bring his spin to it. But Coach Saban is completely on board with this new RPO up-tempo offense that Alabama has, and I expect Bill O'Brien, with his wrinkles, we're going to see this. So that's not going to change. And I want to get this in, and I've got a lot of questions from Alabama fans about Jeff Stoutland returning from the Eagles to be the offensive line coach. That's not a finalized deal. There's still some behind the issues going on there that have to be resolved with the Eagles, but I am cautiously optimistic that they're going to work that out, and I'm optimistic that Jeff Stoutland will return as offensive line coach. And Bill, I couldn't be happier if in fact he does return to Tuscaloosa. That would be a great hire.
Bama Mark says, please, Kevin, discuss the coaching rehab program that Saban has and how many coaches have come back only for Saban to make them better.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, and these coaches, I mean, Steve Sarkisian would be the first person, okay? And I'm happy for my friend. I'm not a fan of the Texas Longhorns, but I'm happy for Steve Sarkisian to get this opportunity to be a head coach. If you were to bump into Coach Sarkisian on the street, he would be the first person to tell you that he gives all the credit to Coach Saban for giving him the opportunity, you know, to come after the Falcons, to help, you know, him, give him the opportunity to be offensive line coach at Alabama. And, you know, Coach Saban was a big advocate for him, so he acknowledges that, as do these other coaches. I mean, was anybody shocked to see Lane Kiffin in the the former players weren't allowed on the sidelines Monday night, so the Alabama athletic department rented one of the luxury boxes there in Miami. Was anybody really surprised to see Lane Kiffin come back and hang out with the players he used to coach? Lane Kiffin is very appreciative for what Coach Saban did for him. It's absolutely remarkable, and it's going to continue, and we're going to see more coaches take the opportunity to come and rehash their career. And my other calming statement to Alabama fans that are upset about this potentially massive turnover on the staff, don't kid yourself. There are a lot of elite assistant coaches at the college level and some at the NFL level that would jump at the chance to come to Alabama and be a part of Nick Saban's staff. So they're not going to have Coach Saban's not going to have a hard time filling these openings. He's got an opportunity to actually upgrade the staff, and I thought this was a really good staff. The chemistry of this staff, Bill, just like the chemistry of the players on the team this year, was outstanding.
Kevin, leave me with this. You and I have discussed many times Nick in the future, and I know it's a moving target. It can change. It could change in a month. It can change in a couple of years. But it sure doesn't look to me like Nick has any plans of let's go to the pontoon boat on the lake in Georgia and just sit for a couple of years, does it?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, post hip surgery, he seems to have caught a second wind. I expect, if you were to ask me, then I've been asked this a lot, I'm expecting Nick Saban to coach for, I would guess if his health allows, five more years. It's almost impossible to repeat as national champions. Although I do think Alabama is going to be a top four or five program next year with a chance to be in the college football playoffs. So repeating will be difficult. Very young offense next year, great defense. But I will say this: I do not think Monday night was Coach Saban's last national championship. This very talented 21 class that came in, Bill, I will be very shocked to see them win a national championship. You know, if you've come to play for Nick Saban for 4 years on any of his classes, you've won at least one national championship. So, I, Bill, I believe there's at least one more national championship out there in the future for Coach Saban.
Oh, give me cliff notes because we're short here. Strengths and weaknesses of next year's team.
Young but uber talented offense. The defense is going to be much, much improved next year.
Okay. Kevin, always
have to carry the water early next year.
Outstanding. Kevin, appreciate the time, sir, and the wisdom.
It's an honor as always, everybody. Have a great week, and as always, Roll Tide.
There you go. There's your info, y'all. Now, again, I know sometimes I get, Bill, you know, I mean, everything's just so rosy down there, Bill. It can't be that. Well, folks, I mean, I'm looking at what you're looking at. They're winning more national championships than anybody in history. And they're not slowing down. What are we supposed to say? Everything sucks? Yeah, they suck. Yeah, remember that time they lost that game? They suck. I mean, It's real rosy there. I know that the haters sometimes don't like it. I get it. Maybe that's not your team. Doesn't have to be your team. That's good. But I think one of the lessons here is this is what it looks like, y'all. Now, it's not realistic for anybody to be doing this, I don't think. But this is what it looks like. If you want to know, you are – here's how fortunate I am and you are. We're all fortunate together. Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. You don't get that much. I mean, to be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. I watched Miami between, 83 and 01. They had a hell of a run. They did it with a bunch of different coaches, right? But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. I can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down. That's the thing. Now, if they don't win it the next year, somebody, Dan Wolken, looks like it's about over for the Tide. That's the best thing you can do to Nick Saban. The best thing you can do to Nick Saban isn't pat him on the back and tell him how good he is. It's question the future. That's gasoline in the tank for him. We'll take the break. Coming right back. Brad, top of the hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. There's a few slick spots out here. Give yourself a little bit of extra time. Be careful some of the bridges and overpasses. There's been a crash in the last few minutes on the west side. It's in the 8700 block of Highway 100, 1600 M Hill Pike. We saw that wreck a few minutes ago. That one had some injuries. 6500 Lichtum Pike there over in Union Hill. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep of the Sharks March 27th. All the details at ripleysaquariumofthesmokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We welcome you now to Skateboard Vert. On the deck, it's the Extreme One, Tristan Jaden, dropping in, and whoa, no way!
Did he just frontside backside that?
He did, Brooks. He hit the front of that Extreme Cash instant game, flipped it, scratched the back, and this crowd is loving it.
We've seen extreme tricks before, Ryder, but I don't know how you top this. I really don't.
Take your fun to the extreme with Extreme Cash Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery.
Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Game!
Now you can enjoy the new year with more games, more chances to win, and even more fun from the Tennessee Lottery. And you can play any way you like. Play quick and win big with instant games. Or try drawing-style games that pack a big money punch. So don't drop the ball. Make a resolution to put a little more cash and a whole lot of fun in your pocket today with the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Pennington Distilling Company is a proud sponsor of WNSR's Pickin' with the Pickers with Greg Pogue and John Burton. Pickers Vodka, Pickers Unplugged Seltzers, and canned cocktails are all available and made right here in Nashville, along with the award-winning Davidson Reserve line of whiskeys and Whisper Creek, Tennessee Sippin' Cream. Learn more by touring the distillery in the nation's neighborhood, by following Pennington Distilling Company on social media, or online at PenningtonDistillingCo.com.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and practice and qualifying is back, at least for 8 Cup Series events this year. Plus, we are going to hear from Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, Chase Briscoe, and a whole bunch more. So, get all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Ryan Blaney, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
If you'd like to check in, pretty easy to do. 615-844-5600 on the phones. If it's something on social media, Twitter at Bill is King. And you can email BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Friday edition. Already Friday. If you listen to the show, we get to Friday faster than anybody else. I don't mean it to be that way. No, I don't mean it. Fridays are not. Can't wait to get to Friday. That's not me, man. Mondays, we're back at it. That's fun. Fridays are fun, too. Speaking of fun, Ashtabula Jesus has the Jacksonville Jaguar job. Did you see this news? It had been trending, and Thursday later in the day, the deal was consummated. He is the Jags head coach. And he has a bunch of picks. They got a bunch of money. They were 1-15. They're at a very low point. He can take over typically for Urban Meyer, Bowling Green job, Utah job, obviously Florida, the Buckeyes. It does not take him long at all to flip the switch. Now, those are college gigs. I'm not saying let's take Bowling Green and match it up with the pro Jaguar organization. I understand that's not the same. But still, that's been his history. Is that realistic on an NFL level? Unclear. I'm sure many will tell you it's probably not realistic. But that's what he's done. Urban Meyer, when he takes a head job, ain't waiting for squat when it comes to turning it around. He's not preaching, give me about, the old 3-4 year deal. Maybe we'll get her switched then. I don't know that anybody has a better resume of coming in and boom, here it is. Let's go. I don't want to hear about what happened and how bad it was. Here we are. Let's go. Will that happen in the NFL? Again, probably not realistic. I tell you what. I'm not much of a Sunday guy when it comes to football. I'm a Saturday guy, but I'll be monitoring that. I will also say this: I have the brief times I watch the NFL, I'm enjoying it more relative to the last 25, 30 years now than I did. Watching Kansas City and Mahomes play offensively is exhilarating. Watching Lamar Jackson last week against the Titans, and people around here obviously very disappointed in that game, I get it, but his athleticism and his ability was just again, riveting to witness. So I enjoy the style today that we're seeing out of some teams in the NFL does grab me more than it has. It's pulled me in. I still don't. I don't even know what the schedule is on a Sunday usually. I don't pay much attention, but I've got to tell you, when the games are, and again, my kids are like everybody else. They have all of them on. Every game, TV's all over the house. So I'm gonna get NFL stuff just through osmosis, whether I want to or not. But I've enjoyed it a little bit more. Thad over in Savannah says, if Georgia wants to be looked at as elite, Rick would have been fired 4 years earlier. Anybody can win at that school if the fans think he is a nice guy. I think, he almost got fired prior, and then they resuscitated everything for a few years. But it just at Georgia, you knew that they'd gone as far as they were going to go under him. Their best shot at it was the 2012 team. That team was good enough to beat Alabama. They had the ball on the goal line, went on the six at the end of the game to win it. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, Urban is now miraculously healed. His health will be fine until the next scandal or he is losing lots of games. I don't know that Urban's miraculously healed. It is confusing. Yeah, it. But is he not allowed to change his mind? I know Jim's not saying this, but people change their minds. I mean, I didn't know whether he'd get back in or not. I never had a strong opinion because I just didn't. I couldn't figure it out. But him getting back in, even if it's a pro job, attractive Jacksonville job that's at a very low point, but I mean, everything he wants, he's going to get. I don't think anybody's surprised by that. I wouldn't have predicted it, but not surprised. I think the most intriguing part, again, is does he have this, and magic might not be the appropriate word, but this ability like he's had every stop along the way, but in the pros now. Because so many coaches, way more coaches who get that gig in the pros that come from college, fail miserably. Jimmy Johnson, Pete Carroll, they didn't. But there's a long list of Nick Saban tried it and it just didn't work out. Man, names that are vastly inferior to Nick Saban, obviously. But it's tough. Yeah, it's tough. And it's a league that is not run like college ball, where the rich can just keep recruiting better than you. Now the ones that are the better evaluators, Bill Belichick, until, of course, his last year wasn't very good for them. But through the years, he could flip a third of his roster and make all the right moves just because he had that ability. And he's probably the best at that, right? But it's a league meant to be even. It's rigged to be even. So Urban Meyer can't go out and say, we're going to get the best players and we're going to have really good coaches and we're just going to mash people. Even though this year he does have a couple of number ones, including the pretty boy pick there. And apparently, what was it I was reading? He's got 11 draft picks, including 2 ones, 2 twos. And apparently they got lots of money under the cap. So, and they're 1-15, so the expectations are in the tank right now. That's also. I wonder what the, has anybody linked, or is there any official word or report on his salary? I wonder what the number was. I mean, I'd be shocked if it's something under, let's say, about 8 million. I mean, I don't have any idea what the number is. I'm just throwing I'm spitballing a number here. I'd be shocked. But again, no knowledge there. No, none at all. Okay. Break time, bottom of the hour. We're about 30 minutes out. Brad will be with us handicapping on Fridays, hour number 3. That's every Friday. Omni, Nashville, Hotel.
There's a few slick spots out here. Give yourself a little bit of extra time. Be careful some of the bridges and overpasses. There's been a crash in the last few minutes on the west side. It's in the 8700 block of Highway 100. 1600 M Hill Pike, we saw that wreck a few minutes ago. That one had some injuries. 6500 Licton Pike there over in Union Hill. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep with the Sharks March 27th. All the details at ripleysaquariumofthesmokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Listen up, football fans. I've got the perfect way to make the playoffs even more exciting this weekend. It's called a same game parlay bet, and it's only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. A same game parlay bet lets you combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger win during the game. You can combine the money line, the over under, and player props all in one parlay. And best of all, FanDuel is letting you place a same game parlay bet risk free. If you haven't already, just download that app, the FanDuel Sportsbook app, and use my promo code, which is BKING, BKING, same game parlays, only available on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
At Slim Chickens, we're known for our 100% all-natural buffalo wings. Fresh, delicious, and fried to perfection. Now available in two new dry rub flavors. Our house favorite, Cayenne Ranch, blends cool with a kick of cayenne. And lemon pepper brings tangy zest and a punch of black pepper. But hurry, get them while you can. Whether you're driving through, ordering online, or picking it up curbside, Slim's has you covered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Julia, and Hendersonville.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Look for a chance of showers, high 45. Chance of rain or snow tonight, low 33. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 41. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 29. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, Urban is healed. The best medicine is not having President Drake suspend you. All that. If you could sit down with Urban and have a beer and talk about that, oh. I've sat down and had a beer with Mike Leach and talked about Texas Tech. And I've, not over a beer, but I've talked with Bruce Pearl about the way things went down in Tennessee. And all you do is you just sit back and listen. You don't interrupt. You don't say a word. It is riveting. I would love to have a conversation with Urban about that. That conversation, I'm sure, never will happen, but I just sit back, never say a word, just soak it all in. Oh, You get Leach worked up. It's never over with him. It's never over. You sit down. You find a bar for you and Leach to go to. Have a beer or two. And say, just pour it out. What went down at Texas Tech? I'm telling you, the next hour is nothing but F-bombs, expletives, and those sorry SOBs. It ain't over. Don't interrupt either. Just keep your mouth shut, sip your cold beer, and listen. If you're not a beer person, sip your cold iced tea. Ron, who is a big Husker fan up in Ohio, says, Bill, here's three reasons for the bad TV ratings for the championship game. Number one, ESPN, he says, economics and also their liberalism. He says, number two, lockdowns and curfews prevent watch parties. And number three, Bama fatigue. Bama's in the game again. I'm not watching. I enjoy when you have a juggernaut. I must be in the minority there. I enjoy, as a college football fanatic that I am, watching truly great things happen. Because Nick Saban is G-word. He's great. We don't like to use that word on the show because it's used just flippantly all day, every day about anything. A random play in a game, a screen pass that yields 12 yards is great. We don't do that here. It's a very rarely used word. Nick Saban's great. So when I watch it, I want to study it. I want to understand it. I want to learn from it. So I enjoy it, but I think Ron speaks for a lot of people. A lot of people don't. They want to see some variety. Maybe they want to see their team in there. Yeah, it's Bama again. And I can tell you, all these rankings that are coming out, people are putting them out already, which is I'm fine with. It's not way too early. It's Alabama, maybe one. Maybe it's Ohio State, one. Heck, one of the Fox people's got Georgia number one. So it's almost the same five. It's Alabama, Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State. Boomer Sooner's back in there now. Georgia's somewhere in there. Jimbo's somewhere in there. Yeah, for Jimbo, I believe it's now with Mond gone, the Haynes King quarterback show. He's a very talented young player for them. It's the Haynes King era. Thad, who lives over in Savannah, he's a big Alabama fan. He says, Bill, look at Vince Dooley's competition. He had six built-in wins every year. He said, I may need a bean counter, but I read how very few times he played Bama over the time he was there. Now, they didn't play much at all. He was 6-5 in 79. Then he got Herschel. Really interested to look at his record and teams he beat before 1980. Yeah, that 80 team, and Herschel was the one. I say it all the time. He's the best college player ever. And I got to witness it right there in the stadium in 1980 in Knoxville. But that team had a lot of talent on it, too. It all meshed. But yeah, Herschel was the catalyst. If you had one catalyst, it's not even debatable. It was the Superman heroics of a talent like Wrightsville, Georgia's Herschel Walker. It was a – at that age, because I was a freshman, too, you can't – contemplate on the enormity of what he did at the time. It's just a ball game or this hellacious player. See, I was following recruiting then. And there was all this talk. Now, again, we didn't have social media. We didn't have the talk shows and all that. And we didn't have, well, we were just getting cable. Yeah. But there was tons of talk about Herschel Walker. I remember I thought all summer about how will this guy play in his first game. He played single-A ball. And how will he adapt? And how much will Dooley use him, if at all? I mean, Dooley's an old-school guy. I remember thinking I'd be sitting on a tractor or mowing grass doing something in the summer, and I'd be thinking about this and you know, the various teams. But when it came to that topic, it was always not Buck Belue's returning. We already know about him. Not that Eddie Meat Cleaver Weaver is going to anchor the D-line on the interior. Wasn't any of that. It was Herschel Walker. It's all I could think about. Yeah, I every day. Johnny Vegas says Bill Saban might be just one Drew Brees shoulder injury away from a very successful pro career. Yeah, that's brought up a lot. Doug DiBiase, Bill, Kevin's segment was excellent. For Bama fans, Bill O'Brien will relate well with players, and Doug is a big Penn State guy up in Connecticut. He says at Penn State, the players would have fought for him. Angered Penn State fans by putting names on the jersey, but didn't care. Wanted his guys to get proper recognition for staying tough but fair coach. I reached out a few weeks ago to Mike Maudy, who I got to know some during the during that period or right before that when the NCAA came down big on Penn State, and I have not heard back. He's living out in Colorado, I believe, but I asked him, I want to get him on the show just to relive that period, and I haven't heard back. Yeah, maybe 3 weeks, a month ago. It's been a few weeks, though. I reached out, but I have not heard back. Jim and Jupiter. Bill, like I said yesterday, if you limit the number of support staff, you're going to have some less chalk. Unlimited number of support staff is new and bad for the game. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, I just checked, and Bama scored again. Kerry Combs just put a defensive lineman on Smith. The strength and conditioning coach, who's very famous at Ohio State, was seen trying to cover Smitty. He's good on the squat rack. He's good on the bench press. He ain't good at chasing Smitty. It's Mickey Marotti. He's one of the best. Thad says, Bill, why wouldn't Mon come back? Everybody gets another year. No way he's drafted in the first three rounds, if he even gets drafted at all. I don't know. I mean, he's spent a million years there already. If you're Kellen Mond, here's what I'm thinking. And, you know, the agents are always pushing you to come out. But no matter who you are. But if you're Mond, you are what you are, right? Kellen Mond has taken a trillion college football snaps against the Alabamas, the Clemsons, the biggest of the big, right? He's seen it. He's played against it. And again, he's taken a million practice reps and a million game reps. I don't think another year changes his ceiling. He is what he is. He's a pretty good quarterback. Pretty good college quarterback. That's what he is. Does he translate to the NFL? I don't think so. Not as a starter. Not at all. But another year does not make him that. He's already had all those extra years. He's been there forever, right? Seemingly. So I don't know that anything could change in his outlook to scouts with another year of data. It could be a really, really, really good A&M team next year, too. So I'm not suggesting that. I mean, that would be fun to be part of, right? And Haynes King's probably a better overall prospect. Now, we got to get him out there, let him play, and, you know, watch him, evaluate him, and all that, but he's probably better. Here's what we'll do. We will take the break, and then we'll come back with a call or two. Brad at the top of the hour. That's coming up as well. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still holding up right now here on I-40 as you come past the airport here in through Hermitage, Donaldson. Sure, we've seen a couple of wrecks, 3300 block of Dickerson Pike that just happened in the last few minutes over there in East Nashville, Jefferson Street at Spring Street that crashes at the intersection, 8700 block of Highway 100 down on the west side. They're moving that wreck. 40 looks good right now coming out of Dixon County up through Kingston Springs. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep of the Sharks March 27th. All the details at ripleysaquariumofthesmokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You know, with most of the college football season over and done with, my buddy James Warren, who I went to BGA with and now owns Sir Speedy of Music City, he turned out to be right. My picks this year stunk.
So, George, I've learned if I want to quit losing money, I quit listening to the Gifts for the People.
Thank you.
There's no better way to say that. But if you do want a sure bet, come to Sir Speedy Music City for your print, your sign, all your mailing services. You'll always win.
And so while you're not a big fan of Gifts to the People, you think there are some sure bets out there. So give people some particulars.
Without a doubt, you can get us at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. Our phone is 615-832-9511 or print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And by the way, in spite of the lack of support, there will be Gifts to the People in the near future.
The NFL family is committed to conversations and actions that advance social justice and move us towards a more equal and just tomorrow. The NFL created Inspire Change to reduce barriers to opportunity and create progress in police-community relations, criminal justice reform, education, and economic advancement. Join NFL players, clubs, and the league in ensuring that access to opportunity is a reality for all. It takes all of us to end racism and hate. Learn more at NFL.com/inspirechange.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Couple of notes here, and then we'll get a call. Doug DiBiase up in Connecticut. Bill, Mike Monty wanted to fight everybody that year. He says that 12 team, 2012, Penn State team was salty, and he led the way. Love your story about him from Media Day. Yeah, he was stomping around there just so mad. I sat down with him, talked to him a long time. He listened to the show. He, New Orleans kid, Mike Monty. He's from down there. But family, dad, Penn State, everything else. All right, Karen posts something. Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you want to see what she posted about a coach who's going to Austin, not Sark, many of you do follow Karen. Just just read it. That'd be pretty good. Alan in Tampa, Bill, I'm in the driveway right now. Why did I not have my recipe? It was posted yesterday. Here's what happened after the show. Jeff Two, who apparently I remember sending it to him a year or two ago, posted it yesterday. Jeff Two did. And he said, just retweet it. And there's your, I did. So I posted it right after the show yesterday. Jeff Two bailed me out. Now, you need it again? I mean, we can put it up again. But he posted it yesterday, and a lot of people saw it. Yeah, a lot of people saw it. Al Equipa Bob, welcome in.
Morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning.
You know, I found it really interesting, Urban Meyer going to Jacksonville, Bill. And the first thing that popped in my head was, I wonder how much of the NFL is starting to mimic the college game offensively. I wonder how much that played into his decision.
You know, it's more college-oriented offensively than it's ever been, and really through the years here, it's been more the pros adopting the college style than the college adopting the pro style. It really has.
It has been, Bill. And if you're, you know, if you studied, you know, football history, you know, football was really predominant in the colleges up until about the 1920s or 30s. I mean, somebody could probably correct me on that. Then the NFL kind of took the lead, and now it seems like we're swinging back the other way. It seems like the NFL is taking a backseat to college football again. So I found that very interesting and fascinating. Hey, Bill, what do you know about the difference in I know the preparation's the same, but the level of football understanding, offenses, defenses, the complexities of them, the difference between college and the NFL. How much of a transition is this going to have to be, or will have to be made for Urban Meyer?
I don't know that the X's and O's are an issue for a guy like that. Those guys that make the transition, I don't think that's a bigger problem. It's just such a more competitive game. I mean, Urban Meyer is used to dominating almost anything he does, right? And in that league, you just don't get to do that. Now, he's inheriting a 1-15 team, so I'll understand the context here. But how much is he going to be able to adapt to NFL where every game seems to be close? Maybe they're not, but it feels like every – and it's much closer than college games, and that kind of competition every second of every day.
And that's a very good point, because of his health situation and the stress, he's going to be under a lot of pressure. And he thought he had pressure in college. Wait till he gets out in the pros. Right? Everybody comes at you because there's a lot more gambling, a lot more pressure. You have crazy, crazy fans. I think it's going to be an interesting deal. I haven't watched the NFL for a number of years, Bill, and I, you know, with all this political nonsense, politics and sports turns me off, and I just walk away from it. But I may have to just take a look and see how he's doing occasionally. You know, the other thing got me too, Bill, is that he's willing to put his legacy on the line. You know, if you look at Nick Saban, he won his championship at LSU first, if I'm correct, and then he went to Miami, correct?
Yeah.
It didn't do well there. Came back to Alabama, and it's been all, you know, six national championships, and, you know, there's Alabama and the rest of college football. But, you know, I'm curious to see how this works out for Herman. I'm surprised he's putting his legacy on the line, Bill.
Well, it's been redundant, but like I said, coach is coach. This guy needs to coach. Now, he may flame out in 2 years, but he needs another one, doesn't he? He's a junkie.
Yeah, you're right about that. And I did hear your point earlier, and I meant to mention that. But I'm surprised he didn't go back to college and try to find something there. So. All right, well, let me tell you, Alan, you get your rec tech fired up, and Perry Mason, you get your orange juice for me, buddy, because I'll be down to see you guys in a couple of weeks. So,
appreciate it, man.
Go from there, Bill.
Yep.
See you, Bill.
Thank you. Urban Meyer is a junkie. He needs to coach. Many coaches are like that. He may not make it a couple of years, but he still needs his fix. If he flames out, he'll flame out. But he can't stay. Now, this is a metaphor. He can't stay sober, meaning coaching. Coaching is his when he imbibes, it means he's coaching, right? Coaching is his vice. That part's easy for me to understand. Yeah, I don't fight that mentally. I totally understand it. The most intriguing part that we're discussing this morning is what's the result gonna be? Yeah, is he just like most that give that a shot and get booted right out? It's too tough, too hard? Or is he truly It's not just the college game. He could do it on the Sunday game as well. Don't know that. I've got my doubts there just because it pretty much chews everybody up and spits them out. But I'll be paying attention a little bit. Tell you what, you tell me the Jags are on TV and Urban Meyer's coaching them, I'm much more likely to tune in than just some random Sunday. Oh, there's a game. Brad is coming up. You can go ahead and post your questions if you have any basketball questions. Michigan has looked terrific so far. So what about Alabama? Went up there, beat the Cats by 20. Now, this Cats team is what are they, 3-7 or something? It is a bad year for them. Still tough to go win for Alabama in that game. Dominated them. Yeah, dominated them. Beat Tennessee, which was the pretty much consensus preseason SEC champion in basketball now. So if you have any basketball questions for Brad, meaning handicapping, you can post those. Any of the NFL playoff games, that's fair game. If you want to speculate on 21, if you want some, hey, tell me what the spread, you know what, I'm going to do this. What would this spread be right now if you could bet the Georgia-Clemson game? They play. They play right out of the chute. I'll ask the question, the what-if question. Brad's up next. Omni.